Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Are back again for another edition of At Home with Victoria. Hello, hello, hello. And listen, I'm so glad that you're here, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight on the show. Doesn't matter if you're on the East Coast, if you're on the West Coast, if you're down South, I want to thank all of you and the entire United States of America. Also, we've got a lot of fans overseas for listening to the show tonight. I am Victoria Gaither, the television host, journalist, media personality, all of that rolled into one. And again, I want to thank you so much for being here tonight. Our special guest tonight, she told me I was pretty, and then I told her that she was pretty. But speaking of pretty, actress and comedian Terry Simmons joins us tonight to chat with us on the show. Terry, you may know her. You may have seen her in films such as Black, Insignificant Other, and also The Right Gift. Now, she also is in the series Pretty, and we've been covering Pretty for quite some time. In fact, we've pretty much had all of the cast members, including creator Steve Silverman, on the show. So Terry is one of our last holdouts. With that said, the one and only Terry Simmons. Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
So you're no longer a holdout. We finally got you to come on.
Finally. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we're very happy to have you. So we've got a lot to talk about later on in the show, just to let everybody know. Entertainment co-host Michael Kay is going to join us because he just saw you in New York and got you on film talking about some good things. But before we talk about that, I always like to ask sort of the basic questions and get a little idea just about you, who Terry is herself, and sort of how you got started in this business.
You know, I always say acting kind of chose me instead of my choosing it. I was just always the kid that someone chose to speak or go up on stage and do something. And no matter what job I had, whether it was in the corporate world, I was always the one chosen. It was kind of Terry will do it. So I was in marketing in Denver and all around Texas, and I was always the one freezing with the microphone before the sun came up, presenting some kind of marketing thing for a company, and I just fell into it. And in Denver, I started studying at the Denver Center for Performing Arts. I took classes mm-hmm. like someone else would take aerobics or something at night. I wanted to just go for fun, and my teacher said, you know, all it takes is for you to get some headshots and say you're an actor. Just, you already are. Just do it. And so mm-hmm. I did, and I went and auditioned. I didn't know what I was doing. I just went in totally excited and happy and just, you know, I think it was just that refreshing, vulnerable, I love this, it's mm-hmm. what I am. It found me. It just lit something inside of me, and I mm-hmm. went in, and the first audition I did for a play, I got it in Denver. Then I started going back and forth to L.A. just to feel how it was. I went to Austin. I started teaching improv and just doing anything that I could, and then I started networking in L.A., and here I am.
Well, you know, that is quite interesting because literally it really did find you.
Yes. Yeah, I think it just does. I think if you really just stay open to what's out there and no matter what you're doing and really stop and look at the opportunities that come your way, you just kind of find your path and just kind of let it happen and just enjoy it. I just try to enjoy every moment and see what opportunities I have, and it keeps falling into that. So I'm very blessed. I'm very lucky.
Well, that is just very, very good information and word to the wise for all of us, especially what you just said about keeping yourself open to ideas and things that happen in your life and go ahead and act on it. I think all of us can certainly learn and benefit from something like that. But let me ask you this, because most of the folks that I have had the opportunity to interview within my television career that are actors and actresses, they always kind of tell me that this was something, you know, that they were born with. They knew that this was something that they wanted to do. So I think that also takes a tremendous amount of guts on your end to get that business card out there and just to go ahead and say that you were an actress. I mean, that in itself, I just think, takes a lot for somebody to have that confidence just to go ahead and do that. So where does that confidence come from?
You know, I think it comes from the way I was raised. And I'm a single mom who loved me unconditionally, always told me, you know, that she just didn't know what, but I was going to be something. And mm-hmm. I was happy right where I was. I grew up in a small town, but I wasn't one of those that couldn't wait to get out. It just happened. And I just followed an urge, and I left. And I just never thought about taking no for an answer. And I thought that, well, my mother told me to work on what's inside and be a good person, mm-hmm. and that was more important than anything else. And I was not a very attractive kid. I was kind of bullied in school, so I had to develop a sense of humor and just kind of stay strong and figure that there was something else meant for me out there. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I just kind of thought that that was my place, that I was that person. All the pretty people had their places, and it never depressed me or hurt my feelings.
Right.
I just thought, oh, well, they're just stating fact. And I was always told that going through life, you know, if when I go into an audition, if they don't want me, I just figure, well, that's because there's something else around the corner. And
gotcha.
I just figure if I stay consistent and if I know who I am and as long as I'm enjoying what I'm doing, that pretty soon it's going to happen. And if it doesn't, mm-hmm. I'm having a good time along the way.
I like that. I like that. And, in fact, what you're saying is certainly resonating with a lot of our folks that are inside the chat room. Bic Ron says that God is good and you following your calling. And Victoria, who I want to thank Victoria for joining us. I know exactly who she is. She says, yes, she likes the idea of what you just talked about and saying remain open to every single thing that comes into your life. So I want to thank all of our friends and company that's visiting inside the chat room that's also taking part in this conversation as I talk to actress and comedian Terry Simmons. So, Terry, as a comedian, what's it like for you being up there on stage when you're up there doing your thing? I mean, does it always come natural? Is there a lot of preparing that takes place for you to do that?
You know, I find that I prepare just so that I'll be ready, because I feel like if those people came there to see me and of other group of people, that's the very least I can do, is at least have something and know what I'm going to say. But every time I get out there, I look at the audience, I'm so excited by seeing them out there that it turns out I kind of feed off of what they're doing. If they like something, I'll go with it. And it's just storytelling. I get up there and I enjoy my stories. My life just really cracks me up because it's kind of laughing through the tears and just making good out of bad situations, and it's just life. And so I kind of enjoy what I'm doing. I like my stories myself. I kind of entertain myself up there, and I just have a really good time. And if they're not laughing, I go with that too. And it's just, I just love it. I walk up on the stage, and I'm just absolutely in heaven. I love it.
That's just absolutely wonderful. And Terry, certainly one thing that I can tell about you, and I think all of our listeners out there and also the folks inside the chat room, is that you just exude, and you can hear it inside your voice as we do this interview, just a positive attitude, and this whole positiveness just comes from you.
Well, thank you so much. I feel that from your show also, too. I feel like when you're that way, you attract the kind of people that you like to be around. And the support that you've given all of us at Pretty and everyone. I listen to your show all the time. And your chat room, it's no wonder that they're just waiting and they're always full. It's fantastic. And I think that's why I was so blessed and lucky to meet Steve Silverman and the whole cast and John and Doug and Jim, everyone who supports mm-hmm. Pretty and you. It's just another blessing in my life. Like you said, all your listeners, they're right. If you just, you know, stay open and do mm-hmm. the right thing and enjoy what you're doing, good things come. And I think Pretty is a good example for all of us. It's just making everyone happy. Who knew that it was going to turn into something like this?
Yes, and actually just to touch on that a quick second before we bring entertainment co-host Michael Kay into the conversation, one thing, and I talk about this all the time as me being a television news anchor, and a lot of people within the TV industry are very afraid, and in some cases just simply, Terry, do not want to make that leap and to go from the traditional television news into this sort of new world of social media that I've made the leap into, and it's working quite well for me and beyond my expectations. But I say that to say is that I'm always excited to see people like yourself who were not afraid to partner with Steve Silverman of Pretty and actually put yourself out there in this sort of new genre of media, and that being the webisodes.
You know, and I agree, Victoria. I thought that about you, too. I think you're so brave for stepping into this and supporting it, and you're making it such a success. It's like the ground floor, and it's not, like, it doesn't seem like we're stepping away from anything, and that's my fear, too. I think that's what everybody thinks. Oh, my goodness, now that you're, it's like a long time ago when people did film, they were afraid to do television.
Yes.
And now television is absolutely wonderful. But this, the thing I keep talking about doing the social media is, you can watch Pretty wherever you are, whatever country you're in, whatever time it is. If you don't get this network, you know, it doesn't mean anything. It's all the time, and you can watch it as much as you want. So
and you know,
to open the world to this kind of stuff.
Absolutely, and one thing too. Of course, back in the day, whenever anybody was interested in watching the news, or for that matter, anything on television, you know, television used to rule us in terms of time. So that you had to be home by 7 o'clock or you had to be home by 8 o'clock to watch, you know, whatever it is that you wanted to watch on television. But the flip side to that is today is that, you know, with social media and all of the technology, you know, we as consumers, we're just no longer bound to those standards anymore, and that we can watch a show, you know, on our schedule, on our time, whenever we want to, which I think is great.
Absolutely. I think it's wonderful. So, you know, you're just in the mood to watch something. You have control of it. It's there. It's right there, and you can watch it as many times as you want, whatever you're in the mood for. You missed something, you just watch it again. I think it's wonderful. Like you said, you're not bound to hurry up, and nothing controls you anymore. You can still go out and live your life and then come out and, you know, watch it at midnight if you want to.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, I always forget to say this, Terry. It's crazy because it's so important that At Home with Victoria was picked up by iTunes. And I say that in the conversation because you can download At Home with Victoria as a free podcast. And, of course, when Terry's show is done tonight, I think it takes all of about 5 or 6 minutes, but it will translate over to iTunes. So if any of you out there have iTunes, you can follow the show on there. And also, if you're interested, you can download Terry's show tonight onto iTunes, onto your podcast, or just download it free anywhere to keep it on your computer or your information. So with that said, I am going to bring in entertainment co-host, the one and only Michael Kay, who was actually in New York because he was there, Terry, to cover the Indie Soap Awards for At Home with Victoria. And, of course, the first thing, Terry, that Michael Kay said to me when we had the conversation and I got the scoop on every single thing that happened, he said, Victoria, he goes, Terry Simmons is the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. He goes, this lady is freaking gorgeous, and she's so nice. Michael, did you not say that to me?
I did that. I think that was actually verbatim. I actually said that I was stunned by her eyes. I was stunned by her charm and the fact that we were waiting around in the lobby. Everything was getting all lined up, and Terry and I just wanted to go ahead and help move sofas and chairs and stuff because everybody has this – Absolutely. Everybody has this teamwork mentality at this point because the web series Pretty is so fantastic, Terry, honest to God. But let's get that into a little bit later. But I want to go ahead and chat immediately about some of your past films. I did some research here, and I'm going to list a couple of them, and you can tell us what it was about and how you enjoyed the experience. Let's go to Have Another Shot, where you played the lead from Gypsy Productions.
Oh, that was fabulous. And first of all, let me thank you so much for your kind words. I'm completely blown away and embarrassed. It's really funny when you don't see yourself that way and someone says such kind things. I appreciate it. And you're very, very, very nice to say that. And I was blown away as well. I was so excited to walk in and see you, Mr. Dynamic, Charming, standing there. So thank you so much for letting me you and
feeling
before they got things set up. And you're right. You and I almost grabbed the end of a sofa and tried to help set up, and they told us to back away. But, yes. Have Another Shot was a very interesting little movie that was written by a friend of mine in Denver, and I told her I would come and make it, so I loaded up in my car by myself, and I drove from, I was new to L.A., and I drove to Denver, shot her film. We did it really guerrilla, it was like maybe 4 days packed in. It was kind of like the experience of Pretty, and she wrote it, directed it. She was in film school up there, and it was fabulous. And she still has it in post-production because as small things are, you know, we just have to, we get it all done and get it in the can, and then it just takes some more time and money to get it going. So it was fabulous. I did that, and then I drove all the way to Texas to see my family and then back to L.A. So it was a really neat experience all by myself.
Fantastic. Let's talk about Occupation Housewife, the lead from Elizabeth Sykes Productions.
That was wonderful. I was new to Austin, and I was teaching improv, and it's much like here. The University of Texas has some unbelievably talented people coming out of there, just like USC, UCLA, all the film schools here, and, of course, the Film Society. Everything here is really amazing. And this was a student who wrote this, and she's a wonderful, interesting girl with cat-eye glasses and short red hair, and she had this vision. And this Occupation Housewife is really a brilliant little short flick, too. And I sang for the first time in it, and, of course, surprising enough, I was a big-haired blonde housewife in that. So, you know, kind of stereotype.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear your singing voice. Let's go to Brothers, Dogs, and God, which you were also featured in from Trick Dog
Productions. I'm so lucky. I get these. It's so funny how people see different things in you and they'll cast you as something. It was someone else who saw me actually in Occupation Housewife, and I taught one of their producers came to one of my classes, and so they just said, oh, Terry, will you play this part? And I said, yeah. And it was just a little small thing in another little film in Texas, and I was in an insane asylum behind the desk, and I was the crazy one. So I don't know how I got that role, but I did.
Typecasting.
But I know. Kind of strange.
That is just completely wonderful. And I'm looking at some of the comments inside the chat room, and I want to say a quick hello to Toni Foster. Toni Foster is one of our regulars. Haven't seen her in a while. She Terry has a wonderful boutique, Critique Boutique, outside of Washington, D.C. So if you're ever in the area, you've got to stop by Toni Foster's boutique, because really, really nice, and she has some wonderful things going on there. So hello to Toni Foster. Steve McGraw, also Victoria, Marilyn Bennett, who is producing in the chat room, Bic Ron, and also our guests that are with us. We are talking tonight to the one and only actress and comedian, Terry Simmons, and she's joining us tonight, and we're very, very happy and pleased to have her here. Terry, I also get questions and emails and as the show goes on, and Michael Kay and anybody who knows me know I'm really big on making sure that there is participation from the fans and audience. And this is a question from a young lady from Louisiana. Wow, first time I've gotten somebody from Louisiana. And she says that she's interested about the teaching that you do. And she says, how does one go about taking your classes? Good question.
Wow. Well, you know, I haven't started. That's so funny that you bring that up, because I've thought about, I wrote my own show, and people were asking how to write a one-woman show, and I have no idea. I can only tell you what I've done. And so I thought about doing that, too, and I thought about starting some more acting classes here in L.A. So anyone who's interested can reach me probably through the prettytheseries.com site. Okay. They can go there and reach me through Steve Silverman, because my website, terrysimmons.tv, is under construction right now, because I've kind of redone something, you know, with the hair, different color and all of this. So we're redoing some things. But if I get interest, you just contact me. I'm always willing to do things over the phone, internet, anything that anyone wants some help with. Because like I said, I'm certainly not an authority on anything, but I love to share my methods and how I got where I am and my journey.
Great.
Yeah. Terry, let's talk about your one-woman show. Yeah, lead writer and director for You Can't Get There From Here.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's so funny. It goes way back when I would just write bits and pieces of it and do monologue contests, which where I met Steve Silverman first years ago. And then he walked up and said, do you think you could put together 15 minutes for my show, 15 Minutes of Femme? So I did that. And then someone kept saying, oh, you should just do a show. You should do a show. And I was like, oh, me? I'm not sure if anyone could really stand just me on the stage for an hour. And then I thought, well, same thing I was talking to you about before, Victoria. Why not? I'll just try it, sure. And so I wrote it, and it's I morph into the characters of my life. It's just kind of like it talks about me leaving Texas, and it just kind of hints on the things that I went through in my life. And it's one of those roller coaster rides. I think I take the audience where as soon as you think I'm getting a little too personal, it's like, oh, no, this sounds like it's going to be painful. I kind of zing myself with, you know, a little funny, like, you know, cut down or something noticeable about myself. It's kind of a little, not too bad, but, not, you know, a little like, oh, my gosh, here I go to something embarrassing that makes you laugh again. So it's kind of a roller coaster ride where it's, oh, no, oh, how sad, oh, no, that's funny. So it kind of teaches you. Well, the lesson is, my mother's always told me that everything bad that happens in your life is for a reason. So what you do is You just take the good out of it, the lesson that you learned, and you move forward with the lesson, and you leave the rest behind. So that's kind of what the
love
story's
that.
About.
We love your mom. My goodness.
She's a tough old Texas broad, let me tell you.
Yeah, we love your mom. I think your mom, Michael K., would probably agree, need to write a little book and put all this information in there because it's certainly needed in the
Absolutely.
World today.
You know, that's usually
Absolutely,
the comment I
yeah.
get. I end the show with her, and she's called Babes, and she wears, in the show, I wear a jacket where I used to paint. Of course, I lived in Texas, so I painted T-shirts and everything when that was big. And I painted Elizabeth Taylor on the back of a denim jacket, and I still have it, and I wear it in the show. She puts it on. It's kind of a little finale because we hint about it throughout the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got her drink in her hand and her cigarette in the other, and that's how I remember her. We didn't think the car would start unless she had a beer between her legs till I was 12. And so that's how she is. And when I end the show with her, I always hear the comment that we want more babes. We'd like to see more of your mom. So I'm rewriting the show, and I'm bringing it back, and she's definitely more babes.
Fantastic. Let's go right into Pretty the Series.
Great.
Terry, this was fantastic. This is a March morning. I think it was March 2nd and stuff, and Steve Silverman had actually posted the very first episode. Actually, it was the teaser for Pretty the Series with Annette and Michael and everything. Hilarious series. Now, a multi-award-winning web series. How much fun is it to work on that? It looks to me like a gas.
It really is. It's hard work. Steve is amazing. He runs a really tight ship, but he has a really good vision. These are a bunch of actors who love and trust each other and all came together with just the same focus. Let's get together and do something fun and funny, but really good. The writing is amazing. The improv we do is like once we're done, but it's more carrying on his words and our character. We love the character so much. It is truly a really, I'll never forget this experience. I'm having so much fun.
That's great.
You can also,
you know,
let me ask you, how long does it take to actually film one full season? I know there's season one, what, has 6 episodes? Season two has, I think, 7. Is that correct?
Yes. Season two has 7. We only added a couple more days to season two. And then we had one day where we shot all the photographs and all those things that you're seeing where we're all dressed up in our formal wear, which was hilarious. We crammed it all into basically 2 weekends. And it's kind of Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We show up whenever we can. They're long days, but fun days. And everybody gets in, gets it done. And it's pretty amazing that this has come off so well, considering, you know, there's no laying back easy time. We get in and get it done. But somehow we managed to have a really great time doing it.
And you guys certainly do seem like there is just a wonderful, not only professional connection, but just a great friendly connection between all of the cast members because, like I mentioned at the top of the show, we've pretty much had just about Michael Kay and I've had pretty much everybody on, and just, you know, the kind words that all of you have to say about each other. And Terry, all of the other cast members also said that that Steve Silverman does run a tight ship, so I do think that that is funny and accurate because you weren't the only one who said that. But, you know, just that camaraderie that all of you have I think is wonderful because oftentimes, you know, we hear on different shows that people that work together on different things that they don't always click and always get along. So I just think that's great that you guys have that connection.
You know, you're right, and I was very blessed. We came into this, and you kind of expect it. You kind of, you know, on other things, you keep your distance a little bit because you don't know, and there's usually always one, but, you know, you can get by. If you're just there for the right reason, that's okay. That's personalities. That's just how it is.
Right.
And but with this one, I can honestly tell you, Troy Conrad, Dee Freeman, Michael Taylor Gray, Stacey McQueen, Sam Pancake, we came together, and I'm telling you, it was just this big organic click, and I think it comes from trust, and loving the script, loving our characters, and Steve writing each one with us in mind. It's just we have so much fun, and we started watching each other, and there was this immediate appreciation because we were really making each other laugh. We don't go away to our respective little corner and practice our lines between. We are watching each other shoot their scenes. And it just happened that way, and you're right. It really sounds trite that we're just this, you know, family, but it really is. We laugh all the time. We're this really dysfunctional family, and we love our faults. We see each other, and yeah, we have those personalities, but it works. It all fits in together, and we really like each other. So it worked out
Michael
really
K.
nice. I'm really,
Michael,
really excited about it.
Michael K., do me a favor, and if you could sort of give a quick synopsis of of what pretty is, because Tony Foster, and we've got a new visitor, Wilkins, inside the chat room, who, by the way, is working on her thesis tonight about serial killers. So I thought that was funny that we talked about that inside the chat. It sounds like a show for you, Terry, that you can do.
Yes, I like it.
But Michael, give us a synopsis on Pretty, because a lot of them don't know what it is, if you will.
Yeah, Pretty the Series is basically a parody of the Toddlers and Tiaras franchise. It's sort of like a mockumentary. It follows Annette LaChandra Champagne and her father, Michael Champagne, and Rubina Champagne, the mother, in the Little Miss Star Eyes pageant. Terry Pace, Parker Kensington Parker, the... why do I always forget what you do on there? You're the pageant coordinator, the pageant founder kind of a thing.
Yes,
and Terry is hilarious at it.
Pageant. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And Michael Taylor Gray plays her little bit of a nemesis and cohort. But fantastic show. Very funny. A little twisted, but very, very funny. Not to go ahead and switch things, Marlene from Michigan wants to go ahead and ask, this is from email, what is the difference between shooting for television? I mean, you've been on Passions, All My Children, and not All My Children, The Bold and the Beautiful, Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
What's the difference between shooting for television, per se, versus web series, is her question.
You know, the shooting for television is kind of a combination between TV and film, I think, because the way we've done it, we've found our own locations, we have wonderful camera people and sound who just, you know, come in and ready to go at it. So it's a little bit of both. So shooting it really isn't that much difference. I think the difference comes in the editing and the being able to market it. And we have such wonderful editors, wonderful, you know, makeup and hair people who are right there on site with us. And then it's, when it's put together, you shoot it kind of like film, and then when you put it together, it seems more like a TV show, and you're able to promote it somewhere like Victoria and I were talking about. The great thing about this new media and having it be on the computer is that you can watch it anytime, and you're not bound to what time it is or if you get the network. Or so that's what's fun about it, is after the fact, the marketing and the availability of it.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing that I find also fascinating about it, being involved with the social media, the Facebook a part of it, is it, you get the advertisements from your friends. For example, if I send Pretty the Series to a friend of mine, I'm actually saying, I've seen it, I've watched it, I think it's hilarious. It's so much more effective than random advertising, I find. Now, when I watch television, it kind of doesn't make sense, because it's just people shouting at you saying, look at this, versus using Facebook, it actually means friends are recommending to other friends that this is a hilarious show. And I think that's where you start to build your audience a lot more. Would you agree,
Absolutely.
Terry?
Absolutely. And it's so interactive. I mean, it's like you're
yes.
the people
yeah.
who are acting in it are talking with your fans immediately. And I can get on there and say, okay, go watch it now. You'll be prettier if you go watch it now. Make the world prettier. Go be pretty. You're pretty. And you're talking back and forth with the fans. So they're there with you.
Yeah.
It makes it more of a whole live interactive kind of thing.
It does.
And that's, fans are so wonderful, and they helped us fund season two. They wanted more, and so that's hopefully we're already starting our fundraising for season three. And yeah, I think it's amazing, because you can't, you know, usually you like a show, you're like, oh, watch it, it's on Tuesdays at 8, you know, whatever. Now we can say, no, I just finished watching it, go watch the whole season. And you can, and then step back and comment on it. So it's fun.
And, you know, speaking of that with fans, and that's one thing Michael Kay and I talk about all the time, Terry. One thing that we love about our show is that right now the three of us are having this great conversation, and we're also having a conversation inside a chat room. So you've got Barbara Dixon, you've got Big Ron, we've got some guests in there, Marilyn, our chat room producer. Mika Wilkins is there, Steve, Tony Foster, and Victoria. So it's great that literally, you know, you get that instant feedback, and it's a real, real connection that you actually have with people. And I find that to be so rewarding, because it's not superficial in that sense, I think.
Absolutely. I think you really get to be in – where else can you be in touch with the people who are actually watching your work and seeing them enjoy it, and then you get to honestly talk to them, and it's like you're with your fans. It's like they're – and they really are. We do feel like our fans are so close, and they really are a part of Pretty, but this makes it so real. You're right. It's not superficial. They get to know you. I get to know them. I love talking to the people who are actually watching me work. It's so exciting.
Absolutely. And then if it wasn't for Facebook, I wouldn't be able to stalk you guys.
That's
which
right.
Which would totally be a
bummer. We love your stalking.
I prefer professionally crazed fan.
Okay, you got it.
He likes that. he likes that better. So the conversation that we are having, everybody, we are kind of focusing in on right now social networking and also Pretty the Series. So if you have not seen Pretty the Series, I know our friend Tony Foster is going to take a look at it, and also a lot of other people inside the chat room. All you've got to do is go to www.prettytheseries.com, and Marilyn Bennett, our chat room producer, also has the link inside the chat room. So it's just a matter of you clicking on there, take a look at it, and you can go back and see all of the old episodes. Terry Simmons also has a website, and we have that inside the chat room, although it is under construction. But I do want you guys to know that her website is www.terrysimmons.tv. It is under construction. And, Terry, you said it should be done soon, right?
Yeah, pretty soon. I just contacted someone. The person who was working on it before is actor himself, and he didn't have time to do that anymore, so he moved on, and I'm really happy for him. So I was looking for someone else to help me design it and keep it going, and it's just about done, just ready to come up. I'd say within the next probably month or two.
Great.
Yeah.
Michael Kay?
Yeah, Terry, we only have a few minutes left with you, but I want to go ahead and test your acting skills. On your IMDb page, it says your accents. So let's say you're promoting Pretty the Series, and give me your best British accent.
Well, Michael, I'm so glad you asked. It's so perfect. I love Pretty. I feel pretty when I watch it. I feel pretty when I talk about it, and I'm so glad you asked me. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Now, describe your experience on At Home with Victoria using your best Spanish accent.
Oh, don't you know? Well, I love Pretty because I've been in here with Victoria. Can I call you Victoria? I like to call you Victoria. It's so pretty, and she's pretty too. She got pretty voice. She got pretty sound. You sound pretty too, Michael. Thank you so much for asking.
Fantastic. Express your love for me in your best Southern accent.
Well, honey, when I think about you, I just get Southern anyway, so that's the most natural request you could have asked. You are so dreamy. You're so darling. You're just like a big old basket of biscuit and gravy.
Oh, honey,
this
I love you so much. Fantastic.
Wonderful. And some of the,
you guys are great.
What folks are saying inside the chat room as you do this, they're saying, oh, my God, she's good. Ha, ha, ha. Incredible. Great accent. She is great. I can't believe that she sounds like that. Wow, she sounds Marilyn Bennett says you actually sound like her. Marilyn lives in Tennessee, so I guess that Southern accent really got her going there.
Well, thank you very much.
Hilarious,
well,
honey.
Terry, we want to
go
thank
ahead.
You so much for taking the time to come by At Home with Victoria. And Michael Kay always says to everyone that you're more than welcome to come back anytime. And it has just, oh my goodness, it's just been a joy having you on here. Wouldn't you say so, Michael Kay?
Absolutely. And seriously, she is just as charming in person. Terry, just for me to you, you know I love Pretty, but everyone I've met from the series Pretty has been so warm and so welcoming on At Home with Victoria. I really want to go ahead and get Troy Conrad on. He's the only one that we haven't had on. I would like to do a Troy Conrad D. Freeman show. I think that would be a hoot. They pay romantic interest in Pretty. I think that would be wild. But once again, doll. Once again,
yeah.
I can't thank you enough for taking the time tonight, and please know that you're always welcome here. Anything you can do, anything you need to do, consider us your voice. So.
Oh, I really want to thank you sincerely. It's really, really, really has been so heartfelt, and you're such a big part of Pretty, you and Victoria both. Thank you so much for your sincere support and for reaching out and all of your fans, and it just says a lot about you that all the people always call in. Your fans are amazing. I've really, really enjoyed tonight, especially the chat room and getting to talk with people. Thank you again so much. And anything we can do for you, too, you just call us, and we'll make you prettier.
Oh, thank you so much,
Terry. I
want to
cry a little bit.
Terry, thank
you
so much for
being on. You rock, Miss Simmons. You have a great night.
Thanks, darling. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Everyone, That is actress and comedian Terry Simmons, who we were talking to tonight on At Home with Victoria. She is just a wonderful actress, and as you can tell, she also has a very, very, very good head on her shoulder. And although we talked a lot about her background, Michael Kay, and her career in acting, she also gave us just a lot of good information and wisdom and words to live by that all of us can use in our lives.
Yeah, she has a fantastic outlook, basically saying that whenever God opens or closes a door, it opens a window, and believe that everything does happen for a reason, and it's just a purpose of guiding you. I mean, Steve and I were talking about this last night in detail, just you know, for example, not to go ahead and bring the show down, but if Steve had never actually been diagnosed with MS, we would not be able to afford the energy to retire and actually us do the radio show. So one thing comes to another. Everything happens for a reason. We have to remain calm and positive in our minds with that, because you have to realize that you're being trained for something greater all the time. And that's what I love about Terry, is that she never ever looked down on any missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. Everything is open to everybody at every given time. So I just love that girl.
Yeah, I do too. And guess who just entered the chat room? The one and only Michael Taylor Gray is inside the chat room. What's up, Michael? How are you?
Oh,
Michael.
My goodness.
Listen, Michael, if you can hang in there with us, that would be great. Now, we do have Michael says he's the real Paget director. We have a second part of the show that we're going to be doing, and he's going to be calling in shortly. His name, Michael Kay and everybody, is Robert Wilson, and Robert has a sports show on Fox Sports 1370 AM in Baltimore, Maryland. But he's really, Michael Kay, going to call in and not so much talk about his sports show, but this guy is a fantastic artist. He just does this incredible work. He does things from logos to portraits to illustrations to T-shirts to also interior design as well. So Robert Wilson is going to call in and chat with us a little bit about that. I told him to call in at about 8:40, so we've got a little bit more time to talk a little bit. But we do have Michael Taylor Gray inside the chat room now. Michael Kay, you are also going to be working with Michael Taylor Gray, because we're going to continue to do shows on bullying, and we did a show on bullying, and he wanted to be a part of the conversation but wasn't able to. So aren't we going to do something in the future with him on that subject?
Yeah, Michael Taylor Gray is actually has access to this one fantastic person who's actually doing a documentary on bullying. And so he'll be coming on with this person in the Mind Slips Me at the current time. But, yeah, to remind everybody and enforce the fact that bullying should not be tolerated. It is abuse on any level. And it's a very timely and important part of it. Actually, I don't know if you saw on Facebook today that Mike Ruiz's partner was supposed to go pick up his son, and apparently the wife just doesn't want the son to go ahead and go with the gay ex-husband. The jealousy goes on. So bullying and torment happens with everybody, and Michael Taylor Gray is certainly going to come on in the very near future and share his insights, because, I mean, you were bullied, Vic. I was bullied. Terry was bullied. And here's a funny thing I find about Terry Simmons. She was bullied for being a little overweight, and now she is on the multi-award winning web series Pretty. I find that so ironic. Don't you find that?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things, and I think, too, when we had that discussion on bullying, Barbara Dixon and Buttons, who was on with us, I think a part of that discussion was we were talking about how it always seems that a lot of people that end up in the entertainment community and sort of end up out there in the public eye, a lot of them went through bullying as a child. So it kind of, in a sense, you know, you don't want to be prepared that way. But I remember Barbara Dixon and I, when we had that discussion, was saying that it actually sort of prepares you at a young age for things that you are going to have to deal with. But I just find it so ironic that many, many people within the entertainment community have been bullied when they were kids. So we certainly have made a commitment on At Home with Victoria that that's something that we're going to cover, and that's something that we are interested in talking about and having a dialogue with, so that we can kind of, you know, continue to lend voice to that. And speaking of Barbara Dixon, I do want to say, Michael Kay, hello to her. She is inside the chat room. So, Barbara Dixon, we love you. And say hello to Buttons for us. Vic Ron is also with us. He's been with us at the top of the hour, still hanging on. Fabulous, fabulous actor Michael Teller Gray, who has been on At Home with Victoria's with us. Steve McGraw, and also our wonderful producer is with us. Catherine is with us, as well as she's going to kill me. I don't know how to pronounce her first name. The last name is Wilkins. And this
Mika
is
Watkins.
Mika, okay. Yeah. Well, Mika Watkins, this is her first time in the chat room and listening to the show, so we want to thank you so much. And what's cool about Mika, she is listening to the show, Michael K., while she's working on her thesis. And the thesis, get this, everyone, the thesis is about a serial killer. So I thought that was very interesting and also very cool that she's has interest in that, and that's what her thesis is. So, Mika, when you're done with your thesis, you have to make sure you tell us how that turns out and what grade you actually got on that. So, and again, we just want to thank everybody who is inside the chat room who is listening to us. But, Michael, I think Rob Wilson is probably on the line.
We do.
So maybe you can go ahead and bring him in on the conversation. And you're going to stay on the line for a little bit, although I'm going to chat with him.
Absolutely. Everybody, hi. Welcome to At Home with Victoria. Robert, is that you?
That's me. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Robert,
thank you for coming.
How are you?
I'm great. How you two doing?
Thank you so much for being here, my friend.
This is going to be tough for me tonight because I listened to the show last night with Joan Van Ark, and I'm like, you know, I'm not quite in that category, so I'm a little bit like, I don't know how to feel here, you know.
Hey,
but I'm
going to
do my best.
Well, listen, I tell every single person that comes on At Home with Victoria, every single person that comes on is a superstar. Everybody's special. And you yourself especially. So I know tonight we're really going to try to focus on your art, but also just tell everybody quickly a little bit about yourself, because you have a radio show as well.
Yes, I started out as an artist, and I worked for 20 years in the art business at the Baltimore News American as a graphic designer when I first got out of school. I went into the advertising agencies, and then I went out on my own, and I worked as a freelancer for a while and built up my own clients. And back in the day, and it's long story short to get talking more about the murals and the painting and the more freehand art, back in the day they didn't have the computers, you know.
Right.
So I loved doing the drawing. I did all the illustrations for the News American, and I designed the ads by hand, you know, and I could draw by hand and paint and black and white and pen and ink. And that's where myself and my two brothers are just really, really talented at eye-hand coordination and just creating and drawing with their hands. So when the computers came in, I did design on the computers, but I got away from where my passion really was, and that was drawing and creating and painting, putting my own texture to things, you know, not using Photoshop and using their textures.
Right.
You know, so then in 1980, when I was in the agencies, I did some radio and TV production on the, you know, the production side, and we did some really cool things, and I really liked that part of the advertising agency and the business. So I went back to broadcasting school to do radio, TV broadcasting because I love sports. Golf is pretty much one of my passions. And, you know, I took it from there. I started doing my own radio show right out of school. I started selling my show, running my show, getting out in the community. It started out as a local Baltimore golf show, but it's, you know, I mean, I'm nationally credentialed by the PGA Tour. I can go to any tours. I mean, it really moved into the national level. And, it, you know, I just met a lot of people. And I used to take a break during the winter because we're out of Baltimore. It was on ESPN and it was on Fox Sports. And in the winter, I used to have like a three-month break. And that's when I would go back into more of my art. I would still do it throughout my golf show, but I would go into the art. And I would start painting murals for friends and family and still do design and logo designs. Pretty much anybody needs, I can draw or create, you know. But I started to really enjoy painting for kids' rooms, it started out painting for kids' rooms, you know, SpongeBob, Star Wars,
right.
you name it, I
mm-hmm.
did it. Flowers
mm-hmm.
for little girls, but you know,
mm-hmm.
ladybugs. And then, you know, I started to get more referrals, and I wasn't even advertising it. I mean,
right.
I was just doing my work, and people were seeing it and going, oh, my gosh, that's incredible.
That's
you
really
know, I want
good,
you to do
yeah.
something for me. You know, and I'm not a world-renowned artist, so I'm not charging them $30,000 to do a mural. I'm charging
mm-hmm.
them what they can afford and what I think, you know, I feel like making. It's
mm-hmm.
it's not wasn't really about all about the money. I mean, I wanted to make money, but it wasn't about pay me $5,000 or I'm not going to do it. You know what I mean? It
right.
was more for
right.
I loved watching the response of the people when
right.
I did it. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's where I am today. You know, I do my radio show and I do my artwork, and but I, you know, recently over this break, I've really been getting a lot of calls for murals, and the more you do, the more people see them. And you know, I'm out on Facebook. People are seeing them. You know, some
right.
of these networks
just,
are incredible.
Right. And I just
showcase
wanted to
yourself.
Stop you there just for a quick second. It's funny because some of our folks inside the chat room are already saying that they need designs done for different things. But listen, guys, you have got to see his artwork. The way that I actually found out about Robert was that we have some mutual friends, and I happened to be up one night late just sort of, you know, looking around on Facebook, and I just saw this incredible artwork, and I just, you know, kind of started to look at it, and I was like, wow, because I initially, Robert, thought that it was a picture. I didn't know that was actually somebody's hand that literally did that, and I thought, oh, these are some really, really cool pictures. And then it wasn't until, of course, I began to investigate, and I think I wrote something under one of your your pictures, and I said, hey, you know, I'd love to have you on the show. But listen, guys, I've got to tell you, so you've got to go to Facebook and friend him on Facebook. His name is Robert Wilson, and, in fact, we're going to put that information inside the chat room so you can just go directly to his link and look at some of his stuff. I'm telling you, you are going to be absolutely amazed that literally somebody's hand did that. I mean, the work is just awesome. It's very difficult to describe something like that. I mean, you really, really have to see it. And if you don't find him on Facebook, he does have a website, www.artbywilson.com. And, Robert, just to let you know, we do have all of your website information inside the chat room. So I really, really encourage all of you to find him on Facebook or also go directly to his website, artbywilson.com, because you've got to take a look at his work. Tell us some of the type of things that you actually paint in terms of your interior design.
As far as interior design, I mean, I've painted anything from Teletubbies to clouds in the sky on ceilings. I just painted this beautiful room for a real good friend of mine's little girl. She's 4. It's a beautiful castle, and it's got all these flowers, and her name's Emily, around the windows. But the castle is as big as the room. He has a pretty big house, so the
mm-hmm.
castle's as big as the entire wall, and the bed actually bumps up right into the front door of the castle, so it's really, really cool. I mean, I've done a lot of things in restaurants. I've painted a really cool contract I have is a real good friend of mine is the president of Pet Value, the U.S. Stores, the United States stores.
Mm-hmm.
And they're new. They used to be like a pet store. You know, you go buy food. It's just you walk in, the stuff's on the shelves, and you leave. Well, their new concept is very upscale, and they cater this normal food, but they got health food, and they got trainers, and they got a lot of information. It's more informational on how to really take care of your pets and clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they have these rooms in their stores called wash and go. You can bring your dog in, you wash it, you go. But they're beautiful rooms. They're not just like a stall. And I painted all the rooms. There's dogs, heads. You'll see them on my website. I've painted like dog heads and bubbles and all kinds to really make it look awesome when these people go into the rooms. So I have a contract through them, and I do all their stores.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. And I create different dogs for each store. It's the same concept of
uh-huh.
dog heads and different dog-related graphics, but they all are real. The stores are real, as, you know, all of them are kind of the same looking. So
right.
I got that, but, you know, I've done so much stuff. I mean, I've done SpongeBob, I've done sports, I've done Ravens, I've done Orioles, I've done, you know, flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you name it, I've done it. And you name it, I can do it. And if you don't know what you want, I mean, I show up at people's houses and I draw things on paper and I sketch things out and I put it in full color. I mean, it's pretty much like you're going to see it on the wall, how I draw it before I even
right.
paint
let me
it, you know?
Let me ask you this. I don't mean to interrupt you, but we've got many questions inside the chat room that folks are asking. Barbara Dixon wants to know if you actually do portraits.
We do portraits. I do them, and my brother does them. Now, when you go to artbywilson.com, it's me and my two brothers. We're all three artists. We've done a lot of different things in our life. We're from 50 to 54 years old, but we've all been in art all our lives. My one brother's an incredible portrait. He was in L.A., and he did a lot of horse portraits and a lot of big-time celebrity and actors and people out there, portraits, race car drivers, all kinds of really cool stuff. So you'll see it on the Art by Wilson website. But, I mean, we all can do it. I can do portraits. My brothers can do portraits. I mean,
wonderful.
We can do caricatures. We can do we can do pencil portraits. We can do full-color oil, acrylic. I mean, you know, it's really crazy that we don't just specialize in, I don't know, corporate design. You know, we can
right.
do, it's really,
do everything.
You know, to us, it's normal. This is what we've done all our lives. But for other
right.
people and people that aren't creative, and you know this in your business, I mean, you've been around them, they don't know they don't even know how to draw a stick man. So they're
right.
like, you can do all this stuff? I can't even draw a stick man, and you can do all this stuff? So,
exactly.
I mean, any media, anything you want, we really can do it. I mean,
it's
a lot of fun.
Let me ask you this question. We also have another question, and they want to know, do your clients give you ideas and then you sketch out the ideas first?
Some clients know what they want. Some clients know exactly what they want, and some don't have any idea even what I'm going to give them. So, I mean, it's from one end to the other. And, you know, I usually go see them, or I talk to them on the phone. I get an idea of the room. I mean, I'm very interior graphic mural design, you know, savvy. I mean, I like to see where it's going to go. I like to see who's going to be in the room, whether it's kids or adults, kind of like the light that's going to hit it. I mean, I put a lot into it. I don't just say, yeah, I'll sketch that on the wall and just scribble it on with crayons and go, you know?
Right.
I mean, I really put a lot of passion and a lot of design and different ideas to it before
clear.
I put it on the wall.
You know, Robert, it is very, 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 very clear when you have the opportunity to look at your work that you do put a lot of passion and, you know, quite frankly, you know, you're just very good at it. And this was a question that I had to add that I wanted to ask you. I'm just so impressed when you, for example, when I saw the picture of you did with the little fairies in the little girl's room. Because you actually did it on the entire wall, is it difficult to deal with that sort of space relationship? Because you know you're not doing a little fairy. I mean, you know what you do, it's like magnified 100 times on over an entire wall. So how does that work in your head?
It's naturally. It's as simple as I can make it. It's really natural for me. I can see. You know, I create a lot of different ideas and a lot of ways to put the images on the wall based on what they want. If it's like two little fairies, then it's two little fairies. But if it's a full-blown-out jungle mural, you know, I like to position each animal and add this and add that and make it really a really like a masterpiece. I mean, I really like to make it one of a kind. I like to make it really stand out. I like to take my time. But, you know, I really work with these people to show them exactly what it's going to look like. And I pretty – to tell the people how I actually put it on the wall, I don't project it up on the wall. I draw something on an 8x10 trace paper or sketch sheet pad, and I color it in, and they see what it's going to look like. And then they see my portfolio. They know how the result, how it's going to turn out. They can tell the technique. And I go to it, and I freehand draw that thing on the wall, either with a light pencil or with some chalk.
Mm-hmm.
Not in detail, but enough to where I can go in and paint it.
You can paint it.
I mean, I look at my piece of paper, and I draw it, like you said, 25 times bigger than it's in front of me on this paper.
Yeah.
It's all
perspective,
you know? I mean, I'm just used to doing it.
It certainly is, again, one of the most incredible things that I have ever seen. So, again, everybody, do yourselves a favor. You can find Robert Wilson on Facebook, and we have the link inside the chat room. And also, do yourself a double favor and go on www.artbywilson.com, and you can see all of his work. But, Robert, this was kind of a sort of a quick thing that you coming on tonight, but you're actually going to come back, and we're going to do a full show on you. And then by that time, I'm sure a lot of people that are listening tonight would have been able to look at your work and have a little bit more questions. So we are running out of time, but you're going to come back and visit again, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to come on and talk to you and do whatever I need to do for you, too.
All right.
To get
well,
your
thank
show
you
out
so
there.
Much. And we look forward to you coming back, okay?
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye. And, everyone, bye-bye. That was Robert Wilson, who is joining us tonight. He's not only a sports announcer in Baltimore, and, again, 1370 a.m. is where you can find him, but the reason why he was on tonight was more so to talk about his incredible artwork. And, again, www.artbywilson.com is where you can find all of his work. You can also find him on Facebook. So you guys make sure you have to check that out. And like you said, you know, he's obviously, you know, wants to make money, but that's not the real reason why he is actually in it to do it. But is Michael Kay also still with us on the line? If Michael is there, I'd love to have you back on to chat with me. And, in fact, Michael, I can tell that Michael Taylor Gray is still with us, so it would be great if you can actually put some more clock on the time and see if we can continue the conversation. If Michael Taylor Gray wanted to call in and chat with us tonight as well. I don't know if he does, but Michael Taylor Gray, if you want to call in.
Oh, I'm sure he'll call in. I'm sure he'd call in. He's
is that
him
at 4:08?
No, that's not. Well, let me just double check here. Going back to the switchboard, 4:08. Let's give it a go.
Okay. Well, Michael, you've got to
Welcome
add more
caller.
Time on, though.
I will.
Hey,
Welcome
guys,
caller.
It's Goofy Bone. I'm just listening.
Hey, Goofy.
Hey, Goofy. No problem. Thanks for listening.
Michael, I wanted to give you a big two thumbs up on your indie. Your latest YouTube video.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
It was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, that must have been a lot of work trying to figure out everybody's name. I would have gone.
It was. It was
Michael?
A lot of work, but it was so totally worth it, Goofy. Seriously, it was fantastic. But, buddy, thanks a lot for calling in. I totally love you. When are you coming back on air? Vic, more time.
May 1st, 2011.
All right,
can't
well,
wait,
we're
buddy.
Watch.
Thanks for calling in, man.
We're gonna
I'm
watch out for you.
Please.
Thanks for calling in, and everybody. That's a Goofy Bone, and Goofy also has a show here on Blog Talk Radio. So, if you Goofy actually comes on a lot, Michael, in the evening and early morning. So he again,
yeah.
I always tell this story when I first came to BTR. Goofy was one of the first hosts that I met and always listened to his show, and he's just a wonderful, wonderful person, and we just love him dearly, and he does a great job of supporting At Home with Victoria, as we love to support his show too. So he's a wonderful host, so make sure you check out Goofy Bone on Blog Talk Radio itself. But Michael, as we wait for Michael Gray Taylor to call in, if he wants to, no pressure, Michael Taylor Gray, let's talk a little bit about Joan Van Ark, because she was on last night and did a wonderful job, had a lot of great information, and lots of people listened to her last night.
Yeah, I'm very, very proud to report that we have surpassed the 5,000 listener archived category. 5,000 people actually clicked on our show to go ahead and listen to Joan Van Ark last night. And it was a fantastic interview, but once again, I have to go ahead and extend my thanks to the listeners and the loyal listeners of At Home with Victoria. Vic, we have the best listeners in the world, and these are all mostly new guests into the show, but want to go ahead and make a quick mention back into chat. Thank you, Barbara Dixon, guest 40943, guest 41179. Catherine Teddy, thanks for joining us. Marilyn Bennett, great job in chat. Michael Taylor Gray, hopefully he'll call in. Mika Watkins, thanks for the first time for the show, and Stephen McGraw listening to it as well. So, yeah,
yeah,
At Home with Victoria,
you know,
kind of
You are absolutely right when you say that we have the best following and fans by far. You know, we constantly have folks that follow us and listen to us. And I'm also excited, you know, like, for example, last night when we had, my goodness, just all of those guests that listened to the show for the first time, because I just think that's important that we always reach out to other people. And as a result from that, I also got lots of emails with people that gave me really good story ideas for upcoming shows. So I just want to also put that out there, that if you are a first-time listener and if you have an idea for the show, we are very interactive here at Home with Victoria. You can always email me, victoriagaither@gmail.com, and we certainly will do our best to try to make that happen for you and also get you on the air. But, yes, Joan Van Ark was just absolutely wonderful, a lot of good information. And one thing that I loved about her, and I said this to you privately, from the time that Joan started the interview until the time that Joan was done with the interview, she had wonderful energy and also just great information. And, of course, my favorite part of the interview was when she talked about performing at the Kennedy Center in D.C. for the performing arts, and also on her days off on Monday, I think she said that she used to run on the Washington Mall because she jogs 10 to 15 miles a day. So that was a treat just to think that Joan Van Ark, runs on the Mall in Washington, D.C. So that was very much a treat for me to listen to her say that.
Oh, absolutely. Fantastic. And such a hoot and holler. Vic, I think I have Michael Taylor Gray on the line. Hold on one second. Thank you for calling at Home with Victoria. Would this happen to be the fantastic Michael Taylor Gray?
It would be. And, you know, I run at the Mall in Burbank.
Ah!
Not quite as impressive as running around the Mall in D.C., but it is quite lovely because I get to stop at Tees Candy.
Get you some candy while you run. Michael Gray Taylor,
right.
What is going on with you, my friend? I was so happy to see you in the chat tonight. How is life treating you?
Oh, life's good. I'm going to be a calendar boy in 2012.
Really?
Yes, I heard that.
Yes. I just shot. It's for a benefit, foundanimals.org, and it's called Six Packs, Nine Lives. It's a calendar of sexy men and their cats, and it's going to come out. It's going to be to benefit and raise awareness for pet adoptions.
That is absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
And can I just say this, because I sort of teased you on your Facebook page a couple of days ago. Let me just say this. If, in fact, the way you look on that Facebook page with those abs and that stomach tone, if you're going to look anything like that on the calendar, oh, it will sell. I have no doubt. It will sell.
Well, let's hope. I'm relying on that. Yeah, Adam Buska, who does the No Hate campaign, he's the photographer for the calendar. So,
wow, fantastic.
Yeah, no, he's terrific. So, and I know he knows Photoshop, so I know I'm going to look good.
You don't need any Photoshop. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you're sweet. I'd marry you if you weren't already taken and some other things were at issue. But anyway.
But listen,
Michael Taylor,
I know, Michael, hey, you go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Just a question from Chad. Catherine Taddy calling from California wants to know, Michael, do you have any cats? And if so, how many?
I did for a time. I had two kitties, but one of them got very ill, and the other one.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's a long story, but they're no longer with me, but they were wonderful for the time that we had together. So I'm kind of taking a little bit of breather, but doing the calendar shoot was really was a bittersweet kind of thing. And to be able to promote pet adoptions, because I really encourage, there are a lot of pets in need of good homes that are at shelters, mm-hmm. and foundanimals.org and some organizations, Pet Orphans of Southern California is another great one, that are no-kill shelters. So there are a lot of, you know, great cats and dogs out there that are just looking for a good family. So it was a lovely experience to be able to do that, and fun. It's on my little bucket list of being a calendar boy. I thought that'll never happen, but there it is.
And speaking of that, Michael Kay and Marilyn Bennett actually put the website inside the chat room for foundanimals.org. So if anybody is interested in donating any money, I'm sure they would just simply love that. But listen, Michael, this is what I wanted to talk to you about, because we did that show on bullying, And that was a show that we gave so much information, and you know that we sort of made this ongoing commitment here on At Home with Victoria that we really want to tackle that subject and really talk about it. And I know that you're going to be working with Michael because you guys, we're going to do something with you in an upcoming show on bullying. But you were also bullied when you were a youth as well. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just finished, a friend of mine did their own It Gets Better video, and we sort of had to recount moments in life where we had, you know, where we experienced bullying too. And I grew up in Canton, Ohio, which is the Pro Football Hall of Fame city, you know, very, very Midwest, very blue collar, very right wing overall. And here I was, the only boy in all of Stark County who played the flute.
Oh, boy.
So, and I was always...
Well, I could say so much there.
Oh, Michael. You're earning so many.
I know.
When I meet you
baby.
In person, you, I'm going to list. No,
I cannot
true.
Wait.
Me either, honey. Well, my favorite cousin in the world, Debbie, is like 8 years older than me. So, and when I was a kid in grade school, we moved to like a block away from my aunt and uncle's house. So I got to hang out with her all the time, and she was a rock and roller. She was very, very tomboyish and had a motorcycle. She was so cool, listened to rock and roll music really loud.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to emulate her. She played a flute. I wanted to play an instrument. So we bought her flute or hers because she was graduating high school. She didn't want to play it anymore. And that seemed so natural to me. And I didn't think of any masculine or feminine kind of qualities
right.
to an instrument. I just wanted to play music. And my mom encouraged that. And I'm glad that she did. But, you know, it was tough. You know, and I was I'm the youngest of three boys and the only one who never really played sports because I was always small. I was just the little one. And my mom was afraid I was going to get hurt. I think she just wanted to have a pal with her all the time.
Right.
Because my brothers were so close in age. We're only like a year apart, each one of us. So she didn't want to have three boys, you know, all the time doing stuff. I think she liked having a buddy with her. And I'm very happy about that time that we had together.
Together, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I heard fag and this and that. I heard so many things growing up. But you know what? I always knew that I had a good place in this world and there was a reason that I was here. And I had enough people in my life who encouraged me and loved me
mm-hmm.
that I never fell into any kind of depression where some of these kids do,
yes,
where they feel
yes.
completely lost and like they have no choice.
Yes, yeah.
You
and
know?
That was something that, that Mike Ruiz and Michael Kay and I talked about during the discussion is that a lot of people, you know, that actually go through that, whether you are gay or not or just, you know, kids being mean and just bullying you, you know, internalize that in different ways. I mean, some people become, you know, this sort of overachiever. I think when I was bullied, I did it as being an overachiever. That's how I sort of
yeah.
saw my way out. And then some people turn to alcohol and drugs. So everybody deals with it, you know, in their own way. So fortunately for people like the three of us, you know, we made
yeah.
it out okay, and we're doing very, very, very well. But it just saddens me so much when you turn on the news, and even when I have to read those kinds of stories about kids being bullied, and I really, really think that even more in society today, I think it's worse. You know, social networking is great, but of course, you know,
yeah.
all of us know the flip side to that is social networking is not so great because a lot of kids use social networking as a bullying tactic.
Oh, there's a lot of cyberbullying out there. I mean, you know, what is it, that one parent who created that a false
yes.
Facebook page
mm-hmm.
and bullied some kid who was bullying her daughter, and then that kid like ended up killing herself.
Yeah,
so
yeah, she did. Yeah.
I mean, our words and our actions and our deeds have consequences. But you know, and you know, I've had family members who've considered, you know, suicide, and I tell them that look, you know, that's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. You know, and
yeah,
it leaves
it
a lot. Yeah, it really leaves a lot of shrapnel or whatever you want in its wake when you make that kind of a choice, because
mm-hmm.
everybody around you who really loves you and cares for you is devastated, and you don't want that to be your legacy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
very, 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 very good word.
Absolutely. Michael Taylor Gray, I do want to take a question from chat. Catherine Taddy is more of a comment. Catherine Taddy says, from California, at my high school, anybody in the band was ostracized, which is, of course, definitely understandable. But let me ask you this. Does the term fag have any power left in it for you? It doesn't for me.
Not for me, but, you know, words have history attached to them.
Yeah,
you know?
To it, yeah.
Certain words, you know, but I find it really interesting that we can't say that people don't just say the N word. They always use that phrase, the N word. Nobody says that word because just uttering that word causes amazing ripples.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But people, you know, people don't say the F word when they're
right.
referring to gays.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
just blurt it out. You know, and I'm like, ooh, and I don't know whether that's good or bad for either one. I just think the more, I guess it's a personal choice. It's a personal journey of you deciding, does this word have power? And what kind of
right.
power does it have for me? And you
right.
have taken the power over that word, Michael. And I think for myself, I think I've made
yeah.
that choice as well. It doesn't resonate.
But you know,
a lot of young people,
when it comes to words, you know, it's difficult for them to take the power over that word because they're still young, they're still developing. So, you know, like
right.
you guys have gotten to a place where, you know, that if somebody says that word, you know, it doesn't mean anything to you because you know exactly who you are. You're very confident
right.
in yourself and you don't have a problem with that. But, you know,
that's a very
somebody
good point.
Who's, but somebody who's a teenager who's, you know, you're talking 13, 14, 15 years of age, if you say that word to them, I mean, I think it would completely be totally different, you know, for somebody that age.
Of course.
But,
well, when you're that young, you're still
true.
Defining who you are by the world around you.
Yes.
You know,
true.
So if somebody
you know,
tells
right
you
now,
that you're ugly, you might believe it. Or that, you know.
Right, true.
Yeah.
What I find so fascinating now, though, is that in high schools now, there are GLBT organizations within the high schools, which I never had that growing up in a population of 1,200. The school only had 400 people. So there
right.
is more of a less of a tragedy right now. I mean, granted, kids will be cruel, but there's more of an understanding, and I think the younger generation will certainly plow through that to go ahead and take that sting out of that word for people, because really it is just an absolute ridiculous moniker placed on people with absolute ignorance. That is all it is.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if your school doesn't have, you know, whoever's listening in their community, if their community, their schools don't have programs like that for your GLBTQQIIX. Oh, there's so many letters now, I can't keep track of it. But, you know, if they don't have a safe place, somebody to go to, a program geared towards helping students who need a safe place to go, who identify in that community, then the parents and the neighbors and the kids themselves, they have to demand that, you know,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that their school has an anti-bullying program. Every school
and
in this country should have one.
And you know, something too that I love when we had the conversation when Mike was on, one of the organizations that he works with, he was talking about that they actually have this sort of national hotline. So it made me think of, you know, even if you are in a community and you're at a school and you don't have that, you know, there's certainly programs out there now in this day and age
sure.
nationally that if a child is concerned or thinking about committing suicide because of bullying, whether being gay or not, that there's so many national organizations out there that you can call and you can actually
well,
get.
Sure, well, the Trevor Project has been around for a long, long time.
Yes,
now,
yes.
That's an excellent organization,
good.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah,
in the age of the internet, there's many, many ways to reach out and to someone who will listen to you and who is like you and who
mm-hmm.
will understand.
Yeah.
That's
so
fantastic
that, you know,
information. Also, too, sorry, Vic, I just want to go ahead while we're talking about this, go ahead and mention the Trevor Lifeline. It's 866-4-U-TREVOR or 866-488-7386. The call lines are open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. All calls are toll-free and confidential. You can find the info at www.thetrevorproject.org. A fantastic organization.
Yeah.
Right.
I first learned about – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I first learned about the Trevor Project when I did Southern Baptist Sissies back in 2001, with Del Shores wrote that play. And one of the characters in the play, it's about four young boys who grow up in Dallas in the same church and kind of the path that they take in life filtered through their religious experience at that church. And one of the boys ends up taking his life because he's gay and his parents find out. And and that's when part of the profits from the show went to the Trevor Project, and that's when I first found out about that organization and what it means and how many lives it has saved, you know.
That's wonderful, yeah. Absolutely. And speaking of that, Michael Kay and Marilyn Bennett are on it inside the chat room. They do have the telephone number to the Trevor Project lifeline. So if anybody needs it, it's 866-488-7386. Again, 866-488-7386. So, but our time is
up. You guys are amazing.
Yep.
I cannot believe how you jump on that stuff.
I know.
I mean, we mentioned it, just like I was listening to Joan, how you have that on there right away. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's because we aim to please here at Home with Victoria, and I just have a wonderful group of folks, Marilyn,
yes, you do,
and Michael and myself. We just kind of jump on it. And, you know, me being a journalist, if I can't get that information up there that fast, then I'm in trouble, Michael Taylor Gregg.
Well, if you aim to please, you should call yourselves Bullseye Productions because you're always on the mark.
I love it.
Always hit the mark.
Listen, darling, thank you so much for calling in, but you're going to be back because we're going to continue this discussion. And I was super excited to hear from Michael Kay that you were interested in this and you're going to do a full show with us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. We need to keep this ball rolling because there's a lot more people who need to hear it. You know.
Yeah, well, you
Michael,
make sure,
I'll call you on Monday, okay?
I know,
okay.
But wait. Besides that, will you make sure that we get a chance to look at you in that calendar? I can't wait for that to come out. You have no idea.
Once I look at the proofs and I've, you know, worked through all the Photoshop programming, sure.
Goodbye, Michael Taylor Gregg.
Bye, sweetheart.
Take care, buddy. Thank you
so
much.
Love you guys.
Michael Kay, you know there is no way in the world that man needs any type of photoshopping. It's zero photoshopping.
I know, but I had to go ahead and toss that up because, you know, seriously, he's got the metabolism of a hummingbird, for God's sake. And with those abs, I was just like, oh, my God. And, you know, and he's a man of, what am I looking for, maturity. So he's sort of, fantastic body for a man of maturity, if I may say, being tactful and stuff. Just fantastic. And thanks again, Michael Taylor Gray, for going ahead and calling in. Want to make mention back again to the chat room, Barbara Dixon, guest 41179, Catherine Taddy, a new caller, Leslie Bona X Barrett, Marilyn Ben. Again, fantastic job in chat. Michael Taylor Gray, thanks again, Mika Watkins and Stephen McGraw. So, fantastic show, Vic.
Mika has been great. My goodness, Mika has been with us since the beginning, and this is her first time, and she's also been chatting
Thanks,
with me
Mika.
Via Facebook as well. So, Mika, we love you, and we hope you come back. And, hey, when you get done with that thesis, we're gonna have you call in and tell us all about this serial killing thesis that you're done, because that really piqued my interest. So, again, we want to thank all of you for being here. Marilyn Bennett, we love you. Fantastic job as chat room producer, as well as you, Michael Kay. And also, I must pat myself on the back, and me too. But, Michael, what song
Please
are we
do.
Going to listen to tonight as we close?
Tonight we're going to go ahead and give Jason Walker a listen called Leave It All Behind. I think it was very appropriate with all the bullying. Just leave it all behind. Tomorrow's a new day. And look for the open window. It's always there. Vic, thank you so much for tonight. It was
thank
fantastic.
You. Good night, my friend.
There.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, doll. Take care.